Yantia scientists developing new chemical agents to treat inflammatory diseases like arthritis says there is no significant gender gap in Indonesia, at least not in her field.
When I enter undergraduate school in Department of Chemistry, I found that most students are women, and also in Department of Biology at the time.
Yanti, who like many Indonesians uses one name, is a researcher and lecturer in biotechnology at Atmajaya University in Jakarta. So is Nuriyawati Mulyano, who is developing a new type of biodegradable plastic. She says today there are more opportunities for women to compete with men in the field of science.
Nowadays, there are a lot of competition, such as Science Olympiad, both national and international level. So if the women have a good academic record, she can join the competition, and the competition is disregard about the gender.
While the United Nations credits Indonesia with near gender parity in the field of science, overall in Asia, women only constitute 18% of researchers. And despite parity in some fields, Indonesia still has a gender gap in the overall literacy rate. Poverty plays a large part in that situation by keeping many girls out of school, although Indonesia has always valued education for girls as well as boys. Education advocates say in a world where technological innovation is key to development, a gender gap in science can put countries at a competitive disadvantage. Both Yanti and Mulyano recently received fellowships for their research from the cosmetic company L'Oreal. The awards are given to support gender equality in science. Both women are passionate about their work. Mulyano prefers to spend her vacation, or refreshing time as she calls it, collecting new samples of damar, a substance found in certain trees in Indonesia that she uses in her research.
Last year I go to Kalimantan, then I found another species of damar. So while refreshing, I still find something if I can have a chance to do research.
Yanti says the most rewarding aspect of being a scientist is the process of discovery.
If we fail, and then it make like, yeah, sometimes we feel like we are loser, kind of like that. But after that, and then we think again, okay, let's read again. And then we study, and then we try to find what's the mistake and what's the solution for that. For me, that's kind the interesting or the soul of research.
Indonesia has a long history of strong women leaders in a number of fields. Dewi Sartika, who built schools for girls in the early part of the 20th century, was declared a national hero by the Indonesian government. Megawati Sukarnoputri, the daughter of Indonesia's first president, became the country's first female president in 2001. And economist Sri Mulyani Indrawati was the country's finance minister and is now the managing director of the World Bank. Despite their recent recognition, neither woman says she feels like a role model or a pioneer, because in their experience, women scientists are nothing extraordinary. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.